Parshas Pinchas. You have the sugya be'emes from the end of the parsha last week. Pinchas does a ma'isa kanois. A lot of times you have to know the kanoi. He does a ma'isa kanois. You don't know about the schar till a week later. It doesn't always right away look. A week later, you see the schar. Someone once told this vart to the Safma Rebbe that you see, you wait till the next week. He says, no, we wait till the next week because we want to say the schar. Some of the claim the kinderlich only read till sheni. We want to make sure it's not at the end of the parsha. The schar is klar, even the beginning of the parsha. Right away, see. The kanoidel stands alone. You know, chukas bolak a lot of times is the parsha is together. Matis matzi a lot of times the parsha is not together. But the kanoi, he stands alone. And the Gemara says that the emes, this is the cloud, the sugyan sanhedrin, bach peyalef, havoyel aramis kanoyim poigim boy. And the Gemara of emes explains that this is the cloud of halocho ve'ein moirin came. That's halocho, but ve'ein moirin came. And the bir adover is kanoyim poigim boy. The kanoi that understands mitzad his own lave and his own matiyah, that's what he's supposed to do, then that's the din. There was sprech, that's not the din. If you ask the shayla, the halacha is stama regular yid, that's not, ain't poigim boy. If you're a kanoi that understands alone to do it, then you do it. You could add a knech that it's not in Torah Shebiksav. It's in Torah Shebalteh. Where is the Torah Shebalteh? Torah Shebalteh is kosveim aluach lidecha. In the lave of that kanoi. That kanoi farshteh, kanoi poigim boy. Halacha ve'ein moirin kei. You know, it's interesting that the halach in Shulchan Aruch and Ebene Ezer and Simon Tez Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Haba'al Akusis, Im loy pogoboy kanoim, then the din is, you get chorus, he hears us what the halach is. But he doesn't mention lehevi, there's a din of kanoim pogoboy. He says it's kalachar yad. If a kanoi wasn't pogoboy, then the din is azoy and azoy. Frek the chelkis mechoykit, Hapan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch din. Why didn't the Mechaber bring down the halach of kanoim pogoboy? The halach. And he's moistif, the Ramah, in the end of Choshen Mishpat, in Simin Tov Chov Dalid, the Ramah, Taka Paskin Zal Loch Habol, Akustis, Mefarhesia, Le'ene Yisora, Panoyim Poikim Boy. Why didn't the Mechava bring it? So I'm clearing, you know, it says Halacha Ve'ein Moirin King. If someone would write, let's say, a Sefer of Halachas, he wants to print a Sefer Halachas, that's called Beth Michal and Moirin King? Not that someone specifically asked it, but he's drinking ice now, a Sefer Halacha. You could write such a din in a sefer halacha. That's also maybe nichlal and halacha ve'ein moirin kein. So I'm claiming it's a machlekes machaber ramah. This shayla. The machaber holds that's also halacha ve'ein moirin kein. The ramah by says no, he brings it down in his halacha. Tanoim poigim boy. The Rambam brings down the halacha in Hilchos Issuri Bia Perakid Beis, and it's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid if it's dafka with hasra or even without hasra. The Ravid says that you need to give hasra. The Rambam state Nishtas. Then the Rambam says, "Ein hakanoi rashoy lifgoya bohen elo b'shas meister kinoi zimri ve'el ha'isha el kubasa." That it's b'shas meister. The kanois is only b'shas meister. But there's a diukim in the Rambam that it depends. There's a difference between the isha and the ish. The isha be'emes is a din that you would be kill her even not b'shas meister. Because Varaya, the Benois Midian, they kill them afterwards, even Shaloi B'Shas Maisa, the reason is, because it's Takola, Takola came out from them. But on the Boyal Alein, it's Taka only B'Shas Maisa. So there's a Diak in the Pasuk, they say from the Rogachover, that the Diak is, it says, V'Shem Ha'ish, who was Huka with the Midianis, his name is Zimri. Because Zimri's Chiyuv Mises only because he was with the Midianis. Separately, it's B'Shem Ha'isha is Kozbi. It doesn't say she was with Zimri because she rather was. And he killed her Bavasa. He killed him Bavasa Nachas. But Kozbi's din is Lav Dafka B'Shas Maisa. There's a Chuvus Rav Moshe, an Igris Moshe. He handles the Sugya of Kanon Poigenboy. He has an interesting Shaila. We said already that it's only Kanoyim Poigenboy. So let's say you have a mice, you have a boil aramis, and someone else is coming to kill him. What's the din? Right? Reuben is being boil aramis, Shimon is coming to kill him. Now, the emes is, if Shimon is a kanoi, where is it? Kanoi in poigma, that's what he's supposed to be doing. If Shimon is not a kanoi, the emes is a roidus, he's coming to kill Reuben, he's a roidus. Comes Levi, and Levi sees Shimon coming to kill Reuben. Levi wants to kill Shimon to stop him. If it's nitzal atzila be'echad me'varav, that's one thing. It's not, you can kill him. So Levi goes and kills Shimon. He wants to stop, and the only way to stop Shimon from killing Reuben, he kills Shimon. So Dr. Moshe Avad Levi is a ritzach because Shimon has the cheskes kashrus. Shimon's cheskes kashrus says he's a kanoi. He's going to kill Reuben. How should you see such a maaser? The cheskes kashrus says maaser is kanoi b'ayim. He bavarns with Moshe. Let's say it's klor not. It's Shimon is Reuben soine. Well, b'chlal, Shimon is the he's Yidu, whoever he is. He's mishkan kanoi b'ayim. Yeah. Then maybe the din is different. But at the point, if it's not klor, then that's good for the hakro. And it's machriya that Levi's the ritzach. Now, minei beivanis, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin over there, ilu hafach Zimri v'harga lePinchas. If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, then he would have a heter because Pinchas is coming to kill him. Abal harga, he can kill him that. And the pella is the din of kanoim poigim boy is only the shas maisel. So what Zimri's heter to kill Pinchas? He could be poirish. He could be poirish. And you're not allowed to kill the right if you have another way of saving yourself. Bechad Nevar, here it's even easier. He just has to be Pirish. So they say, like the Rambam, it's Miyoshim, the Rambam holds you don't need Hasra. So Zimri doesn't know. He sees Pinchas coming to kill him. He doesn't know why. Like the right, he gave him Hasra. He says, Klar, I'm coming to kill you because of Kanan poison. But so then he should be Pirish. Now the Emes, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Pinchas, Vayar Pinchas, Ra Maisa v'nizgar halacha. Ra Maisa v'nizgar halacha. So he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar loy, achi avi abba, his great uncle, Moshe Rabbeinu, loy kachni maratanu b'ridetchom har Sinai, that aboy al aramas kanan poigin boy. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, krayin edi gart evil havik pervanka. You asked, I'm telling you, you should fear at us. So that was the Ran already, and so the Rishonim in Sanhedrin, they handle halacha v'ein moirin kain. What was this shakha v'tariya that Pinchas is asking what he should do? Halacha the Engmoirin came. The Aruch HaNer wants to say a mahalach that, you know, there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Zvachim, that Kuf Beis, if Pinchas was a kohen already before, because he's an enekel of Aaron, he was already a kohen, the chiddush that he's going to be a kohen is that al after he was Reitzeach, he blies a kohen. Or no, the other man, the Amor in Zvachim, is loy niskayin Pinchas, atcha hargal is a mig. The original kohuna was only given to Aaron and his two sons, and his four sons, and the Doris Achareim that are born afterwards. Of the Pinchas who was already born wasn't given kahuna. It was a mischadish of a sundera kahuna hit the Pinchas. So the Aruch HaNer wants to say on the tzad that Pinchas was already a kohen. If you go with that mahalach, so there's a shaila who's going to become tummy. He's going to go kill Zimri. He has a zayt of a shaila Pinchas kahuna if he's going to become tummy. The emes is he didn't become tummy. The Targum Yonasan brings there were 12 nisim that happened during the Maisa Pinchas, and amongst them is that they remained goises and he wasn't the kabbal tumah. They remained alive till he put it down. But that was the shayla. The Aruch HaNer says that Pinchas' shayla was not on the etzim kanoim poigim, because that we already explained. That's how Loch of Eimarim came. He was rather asking him just about the detail of kahuna. That's what the shayla was. Then as I saw one interesting shot, it says Pinchas' lashon, the Gemara's Sanhedrin is Achi Avi Abba Loi Kach Mi Maratanu Kishi Yoradatam Har Sinai. Didn't you teach this us when you came down from Har Sinai? I heard a shot. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu said this halacha, but when he came down from Har Sinai, that's what he did by the Chayta Egel. He saw the Yidden not doing Averis. And he came and he wrote with Shmaistan. He says, Achafarshan, I saw. When you came from Har Sinai, you learned. I saw this is what you're supposed to do. Then there's another shot. Kanoim poigim boy. This farm say, Pegiyah is a lesson of tefillah, davening. Ain't Pegiyah el tefillah, vayitka b'mokim. So the Kibbutz is asking, yes, there's another shot. You know, Kanoim poigim boy, maybe you may have someone game davening. He says, no. It means poigim boy. Davening is not hazacha, but here it means it's poigim boy. Vayar Pinchas vayikach roimach. He took his ramach evarim. A kanoi does it kol kula l'shem shemayim on a negiyas kol kuli ramach evarim. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Simon Kufnan Aleph. Interesting halacha. Mutal yikonis lebeis haknesses b'makeli the tarmila. You're allowed to walk into shul with your makel. V'yesh oisrin yikonis lebeis haknesses b'sakin aruch. Don't walk in with a long knife. Oy Barois Magula. Without a yarmulke. Interesting. Where did that come in? Into the sif. It's talking about Yesh Oysan Likonis, the Sakin Aruch, Oy Barois Magula. So, the Maratrius wants to say that it means something else. It's not after this halacha of Pinchas, he came with a roimach. It's also likonis the sak and aruch of a roimach, it said. Reish mem ches. Someone switched it to Reish mem gimel. It was roimach. Or it means the sakin, you know, the sakin could be in a sheath, and then it's covered, it's roish mechuseh. No, also likonis the sakin when it's roish megula, when the sakin is roish megula. Pinchas was raw meister, the niskar alocha. As far as right, a person sees something he shouldn't have seen by accident, by oinus. Sometimes, you know, it makes a tear down your machshavas. Raw meister, niskar halocha. Don't try to mafkia the machshava. Trach vegan ashver rambam. The machshava is going to go already. Raw meister, niskar halocha. Gedenktach vegan halocha. You don't actively fight the machshava. Just. Hey, bon learning, barosa Torah tavon. Raw mice and this girl alone. We mentioned already. The Gemara says in Tzvachim, loy the sky in Pinchas Hashanah Regel Zimri, that the Kahuna was originally given only to Aaron and his bonim, and to the Doiris Achareihem, and not to Pinchas, because of the mice of the Kanois. He was given. He was zoicha to Kahuna. So the Netziv declares. What's meant? Let's say Pinchas was from Shevet Naphtali. Or even let's say he was from Shevet Levi. But he wasn't Zera Aaron. You could become a Kohen. Avada, he says, you know, the Gemara says, the Lashon is, V'dinu she'yitol s'chari. The Sfarim talk about, what's this Nusuf? Chazal says, V'dinu she'yitol s'chari. So the Netziv says, that's the pshat. He is B'chiyet Zera Aaron. Had he not been Zera Aaron, Shevet Naphtali can't find a Kohen. Shevet Levi. Over his yes, there are. Now the kahuna wasn't given to him. Vidinu sheyitol schare. He could become a kohen also. And the Emes says, it says in the Zohar that Pinchas was porcha nishmosai, and he was given the neshama of Nadav and Aviyu. The neshama of Nadav and Aviyu went into Pinchas by this mice. And the Zohar says, even that's the pshat. It says Pinchas ben Elozor ben Aaron Akoyim. He's Pinchas ben Elozor, but he's also Pinchas ben Aaron. By becoming Nadav Aviyu, he became Pinchas ben Aaron. And that's how he became a Koyim. He was Zoycha to the Kohuna Dorch Nadav Aviyu. The emet is, it's not Poshet why Elozor and Isamar didn't do Yibum to Neshei Nadav Aviyu. But the emes, the Kiyim happened. It was Niskayim, the Kiyim of Nishmas Nadav Aviyu Dorch Pinchas. Which is interesting, according to one of the Pshatim and Chazal, the Pasuk actually says, there's many Pshatim and Chazal, what exactly Nadav Aviyu did, but the Lashon of the Pasuk is, they were maybe Eish Zora Asher Loit Tzivo Hashem, which is not the way we're supposed to do it, and they were Moira Halocha Bifnei Rabon. The Tikkun from Pinchas over here is Be'etzem Dorch a Maisa Asher Loit Tzivo Halocha Ve'ein Moirin Kain Bifnei Rabon. But here it was spoken, you have to know, a kanoim poigavoy. The mice, the kanois is exactly the same, but the opposite of what the mice was by Nadav Aviyu. And then he gets Nishmas Nadav Aviyu, and that's how he's zeichet to the kahuna. And I saw this Farsema says, it says, at the end of the parasha, it says, that last week, it says, Vehema boichim. Klaisho was boiche by the mice. So the Farsema says, the emes, it says, when Nadav Aviyu, the Rabbeinu Shloim said, V'chol Yisrael Yivku es Asreif HaShasar of Hashem. And status that they did. That was a tzivi from Hashem. He says status that they did. Over here was the behema boichim. And that's the, and he brings a pasuk in Yeshua letter, says that Pinchas is called Menal Gilgal El HaBoichim. That this Bechi was representative of that Nakuda, that Pinchas now gets Gilgal Mishnas Nadav Aviyu, and that's how he becomes a Kohen. On the other hand, the Zohar explains there that Pinchas has another, he has a bigger reason, he has a few different Neshamas, it's a whole saying in the Rambam, but it also says that Pinchas is Elio, that we know Pinchas becomes Elio. Elio is Pinchas. Elio, there's really two Elios, one from Shevet Ben Yomen, from a different Shevet, it's a whole saying in the Rambam, but Elio, HaTishbi, that we know, is Pinchas. It's interesting, I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Hilchas Shavis, in Derech Emuna, on the Rambam. He's talking about a totally different shalom. He brings in the Indian over here. He brings like this, that he wants to know the topic of the Dira. It's in the Bir Halacha, in the Perek Zayin, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin of Shvias. The Dugma, he's talking there, if a person would put a Kameya that the fruit, that the food should grow, the tefillah should grow, is that a problem in Shavuot? He's being misayeh to Matiyah by doing some ruchniyasik koyach. And he starts going all over on if in these inyanim, if that's, do we reckon it lahalocha? He wants to know that it says that they bake the mon on Erev Shabbos. Esa shateifu eifu, they bake the mon on Erev Shabbos. He says, why can't you just think that it should taste like baked goods on Shabbos? He says, maybe it's a meleches oife. And he's starting to go into this topic. So he brings an interesting maisa. He spells through that there's a tshuvas chacham soifer azeh. The Gemara says in Erevin that there's no iser tchum in lamala me'asara tfochem. Lamala me'asara tfochem is not called going out of the tchum. And the Gemara brings a raya because hani shev shmaitza. The Gemara Erevin not min gimel. We're going to get the pinchas ba. Hani shev shmaitza. That is Amru b'tzafra b'shabbos or Rav Chista b'surah. In the morning of Shabbos, Shabbos in the morning in Surah, the city in Babel, then Rav Chista was saying sugya shev shmaitza shver sugya, and in the evening that same Shabbos in Pumbedisa, Rabba was humming that same sugya of shev shmaitza. How did it get from Surah to Pumbedisa? How did they both know about it? Obviously Elio came and he told them he was there in the morning in Surah. He came to Pumbedisa in the afternoon. How did Elio get it? What's with Tumin? How did he go out of the Tumin to get from Surah to Pumbedisa? Must be Lamala Me'asara Tfochim, there's no problem of Tumin. Then the Gemara asks, Abazai Elio could come to be Mabasar on Shabbat, it's all Shaka V'tar. But that's the Gemara. So Fred Tachasim Soifer says, we know Elio Anovi goes to every single bris. Elio Anovi is to every single bris. In Surah, in Pumbedisa, Ibra, Algantadam. So Elio Anovi is all over. So what's with the Tumin? Is a riot, Tumin is not Lamala Me'asara Tfochim. So the Chassam Sofer explains in Shuvah, Elio Hanavi that's coming as a malach is not a problem of Tumin Bechlal. It's a different mode of transportation. How it goes exactly, it goes from one place to the other place. Even if our state does, there's no problem of Tumin. It's automatic. It's not explaining exactly, but it works differently. Over Torah Leiva Shemayni, the Chiddush Elio came and he's telling Rav Chista Shev Shmaitza in Surah. And then in Pumbedisa, he's selling him to Shev Shmaitza in Pumbedisa that same Shabbos in the afternoon. Then he's coming via Mesh. It's a different Bechina. That has to be that he's going out of the Tchum. It's a riot that's like a Tchum in Lamal and Asarat Tvoch. I thought he's up to some Soif and Tshuva, that there's two different Bechinas. We spoke a similar Torah once, but we speak by the Sholei Shemalochim that come by Avram Avinu. They came as a Malach and they also came as Arvim, that there's two Dinim. Of Akoponim, so Rav Chaim Kanevsky writes in the Bir Aloch, he says he asked his uncle, the Chazanish, he says he doesn't understand. There was also, what's the problem? He was maybe in Surah, maybe it's also the gratitude. Elio was in the morning as a person in Surah telling them a shtickle tayr shev shmaitza. In the interim, he did a lot of bris and also al zamalach. He was Iberal in the antidote, and later in Pumbedisa. And later in Pumbedisa, he came, he took gebitten Sirik, via mensch, and said, the other din, what's the problem? So the Chazanish told him that would be a problem on Shabbos to do that, because it's netilas neshom. This is Natilas Nashah. I don't know, during the week it's also Natilas Nashah. I didn't understand. What's the. But, and that's part of the Shakla Vatari there that he has, Lagabi, what you reckon as for Ruchnius. Now, the Gemara says in Zvachim, that Kuvvei, it brings the Machloikis if Pinchas was already a Kohen or not. The Marsha asks over there, right? The Marsha asks, why didn't Pinchas see Miriam? When Miriam became an Exoyer, the Gemara says, who could give the. Who could be the Kohen on Miriam's teras? And the famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Moshe couldn't, we spoke about the other week, Moshe couldn't because he's not a Kohen. And Aaron couldn't because he's a brother. So the Marsha asked, Moshe was also a brother, we spoke about that, we said, Etzlechem Alchem on that. Or Befrek the Marsha, why can't Pinchas do it? On the side that Pinchas was already a Kohen. This is before that nice. If Pinchas was already, if Neskayim Pinchas Kohen Sharev with him. So he says, because it's his second cousin, it's his great aunt, it's also a problem, Shlishi, Berishim. The other shot is that he didn't become a Kohen. Now, one man, the Omer there in Zvachim, Rav Ashi says that Pinchas didn't fully become a Kohen ad shehishkin sholim ben ashvotim b'imei Yeshua. Tois explains that Avada, there was already this mischadish that it was given him the Kohuna. We explained from like the Netziv, he had to have been from Shevet HaKohuna, from Zerah Aroin. But the Maisa, the Hashlom of his Kohuna was only b'imei Yeshua, when he was mashkin sholim. When he was mashkin sholim ben ashvotim. See, Aroin. Aaron is Oyev Sholoim, the Roydev Sholoim. I heard once a pshat. Oyev Sholoim is his Oyev Sholoim, he wants to make Sholoim. But then you know, there's sometimes people, especially we're talking Pinchas is Oyev Sholoim because of the Kanois. Some people mistakenly think in various issues that are Taka oimdim beruma shel oylom and are yisoidei hadas, and there are rachmanos tam yidden that feel otherwise on these topics, and you say, yeah, but we have to make shalom with everyone. So he says, no, Aaron was roidif shalom. You have to be a roidif. There's elch shalom. He was oyev shalom, but he was also roidif shalom. You have to know when shalom and then vanished. But on the point, it says when Yeshua, when in the Bimei Yeshua, when he was mashkin shalom, then he became the full kuna. So it's not clear what was Pinchas' status during those 40 years. He was usher in a grusha. Kids that were born to Pinchas during those 40 years before Hashlamas Kahunas like Bimei Yeshua have it been kahuna? Or maybe Fakef, maybe they automatically became already full kahanim. They didn't have the issue of that he has to be mashkin shalom. That was because he was Hayrig Zimri. He had to wait till he was mashkin shalom. But maybe the kids that were born to Pinchas in the interim were yet able to. In Kedushin we handled anyways. We said on the Avdal, we had a big chiddush that Pinchas, even on the tzad that he wasn't a kohen yet, was avada able to eat truma. As nisht ergevi a bas kohen. He's a Lozer's son. If a Lozer's daughters could eat truma, a Lozer's daughters could eat truma. The avada Pinchas could also eat truma. Only if you're a daughter, not if you're a son. What? Oh, so a gedoyla also gedoyla until she marries someone else. Bas koyin, as long as she's even a begeris, as long as she, until she marries someone else. What? Because Pinchas got married to someone else.
Because
he got married to Ish. No, she goes into a different person now. Are you saying by a boy fakert is when he's a gadol? By a bas, even when she's a begeris, calls when she's not nisus, and even she's could be choiser of esavir afterward. But a zohar kahuna who doesn't have kahuna because of Pinchas, yesh lot. This biyukim rishonim he was able to eat. He was able to eat shum. You know, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, b'din hu she'itol schari. So we already said a pshat that he was from Zera Aaron. But there's another pshat. What does it mean, b'din hu she'itol schari? Because the emes b'derech chal schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha. You're not supposed to give schar in this world. But the pshat is, first of all, we're worried. The pshat, we're worried because a person doesn't get the schar in this world because maybe he'll be mekalkel afterwards, maybe he won't be deserving of it. Over someone that's mezakis harabin ein chet baal yadoi, so then there's no chashash, you can for sure give him the schar already. Another pshat is, it says, how could the emes not give schar b'hai alma, that the Rebbe Yisrael only gives the schar b'osad lovi? What happened to Loyola and Pukula Socher? There's a din of Loyola and you have to pay B'yoymoy Titin Schorot. So there's a pshat, based on a shach in Kosh Mishpat, that if someone was mamani to do a shlichus, but it was minoy a shliach, then there's no derais to mamish that you have to give the schar boy by yoy. So B'derek HaMa, doing mitzvahs, it was nitzav durch the shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu by Matan Torah. But Pinchas over here was kanoi and poigim boy, was halacha ve'ein moir ukein, it was direct. If them is dove v'dinu she'itl, he has to get the schar boy by yoy, he has to get the schar. It wasn't like they shliach. He has to get the schar boy by
yoy.
What? Oh, like that should have this thing with yeah, you have to work that out. Well, there was other schar. Yeah. So I grace the parish, there's other yonim over here. You have the names of the shvat and the different mishpachos. I heard once b'derech drash, interesting nekuda, b'nei god. God is gmol dalim. Gmilas chasodim. Gimel Dalet, the Gemara says in Shabbos, represents Gemilas Chasodim. So there's a remez from the names of the Shvatim, from the Mishpachas B'nei God. What's the tzura, how a person's supposed to be Gemil Dalet? The Erish Tazach is, you have to do it behalten. A person doesn't have to make always big signs, how we did the Chesed and this. Let's find the Mishpachas, that's fine. You could be behalten, Sofun. You could do Chesed, it could be behalten. But that's the Pharisees, I know. A second thing, the guy sometimes could do a Chesed, but he's not really interested, he does it with a crest, he gives the guy a we say a partsuf tishabab, he gives him a kuk says a lechagi mishpachas hachagi. As Matucha in the chesed, not this frail. Leshuni mishpachas hachuni, this is a murder that he used to. Sometimes a person has an opportunity, oh, chad pami, one time something comes up to help someone, it's going to take a whole 45 minutes, he's matriach, he's going to do it. But sometimes you know there's a parasha coming on you, there's a person, someone that you know well, and if you're going to get involved in this story, you realize you're in for the long run. This is going to be a 20-year story. This is not happening so quickly. It's going to be... You're getting yourself involved in it's a chesed and it's a tznitzrach, but it's not a one-time thing. L'shuni mishpachas ha-shuni. Even if it's nochamol, it's something that you're going to go, it's going to be etlechamol, kricharayin in it. L'ozni mishpachas ha-ozni. A person has to know to be a shoymeya. To be able to listen, to be mata oizen to another yid. That's a remez. No. You have oichet the sugya of benois slavchad. Benois slavchad. They tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Avinu meis b'midbar. He bechetoy meis. He was meis with his own chet, and he didn't have one. And what's going to be with Yerusha? According to one man, the Omer slavchad was the makoishish. The other man, the Omer, but one shot is that he was the makoishish. The Gemara brings. So I saw that Rizal brings. So he brings from that Rizal. No, from the Ramami Panu Epshin. He brings an interesting chapter. The Gemara says in Shabbos, there was Maisa B'chotid Echad, that he was walking and he saw that his field, there was a hole in the fence. And on Shabbos, he saw there was a hole. He said, oh, there's a hole there, I have to fix it. Ah, he made a crest. And he thought about it on Shabbos that he's going to fix it. And right away afterwards, he had Charot. He says, on Shabbos, I thought that I'm going to fix it. He was Makabel, he's not going to fix the hole in the fence. And a nace happened, and there was a plant called a tzlaf that grows very quickly, and the tzlaf grew and sealed up the hole. A tzlaf, one tzlaf came and grew in the field, filled it up. So he said, this was the Gilgul Neshama of Tzlaf Chod, who was Mekoyishis Chol Shabbos, and the tikkun now, this Chosid Echad is doing a tikkun that even on the Machshava of Chol Shabbos, that he was oimed on it, and that's why it was a Tzlaf Chod. The Gemara says it was one tzlaf came to go, Tzlaf Chod, Tzlaf Chod, one tzlaf, Tzlaf Chod. So that's the remez for Tzlaf Chod. Yeah. You have the sugya of nachlas at the ganze perek yesh noichlin. Efshe one ha'ara. I asked a few tamid chamos. I don't have achra, and it's a basic shaila. I just don't know. Yerusha goes first to the bonim and then to the bat. We know that, let's say, a person has a ben, a few bonim, and one of the bonim die, so that ben's Yerusha goes to his kids. Right? If a person had three boys and one of them died, so let's say there was no Bukhari, even if the oldest was the daughter of the line. First of all, the basic three bonim shoot him, and each one gets a shlish, and the one of them died, so his shlish goes to his kids. He might have seven kids. All those seven boys, or even seven girls, of that third, of that son, will get his third of the Yerusha. What do you do? A basic shayla. A person had three sons, and one of them died b'chayiv. One of them died b'chayiv. Without kids. So you die b'chayiv. If Yerusha, you don't go to the kids, it goes back to the father. So how do you look at the Yerusha? Is the pshat, when the father dies, that there's only two sons, so each one gets half? Or no, the etzem is three sons, and you break it into three. The son that's dead, where does his third go? Even koy v'koy, he doesn't have a son, he doesn't have a daughter. It goes to the father. What happens if it goes to the father? He gets re-yarshan. How does it get re-yarshan? How many sons does the guy have? Sons to everyone. Three. Three. And three sons, you split it again into three. The two sons get each one their third. That third goes to the son that's dead. And he doesn't have any yarshan, it goes to the father. The chayz of the chalil told the last pruta. And in the end, of course, the numbers add up that the two sons, each one get half. So either way they get half. But it's a pasha that many not communities, but the most basic one, what if one of them sons, the live son, is a bachar? Because ain't a bachar noitel kishnayim. Only b'muchzik, not b'roy. If the pshat, as we look at it, if the emes only two sons, so the bachar is going to get two thirds, and the pasha is going to get a third. But if be'etzem, there's still three sons. So be'etzem, since there's a bachar, you break into four parts. The bachar gets half, the second live son gets a quarter, and that last quarter, avada, goes rollercoasting again and again, but there's no pishnayim on that when it's getting recycled. Because that's already roy, it's not muksak. What's it could be, and ma'isa b'chol yoyim is such a story. How does it work, the cheshbon of the Yerusha, Zuch Teraya, I met last week with Choshev Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, who his yeshiva is learning Yesh Neuchlin since the beginning of his man. I asked him the shayla. He was zuchin. They're at the end of his man. He was zuchin. You can rise from the right man. Mefirsh Shirai could be Netiyas Halev, but Mefirsh Shirai, which way? Nishke Ben Kloh. You have the Hemshech, this Yerusha of Yerusha's Nachla, but then there's also the story of Yeshua. That Moshe Rabbeinu Batsim says, and Rashi says that's the Hemshech, that he wants to give the Yerusha over to his son, and Hashem says, no, it goes to Yeshua. Tno, v'nosata me'hoidcha alov, nimtzinu l'meidim p'nei Moshe ki p'nei achama, and p'nei Yeshua is ki levona. Levona is the pshat, because it's makabel. The levona is the makabel. It's not something that it's smaller, it's makabel the or from the Shemesh. Yeshua was that makabel. Well, then they're going to... You have the parasha of the Karbonis. First it says the Korban Tomid. Korban Tomid, Esakeves Echa Tasa Baboiker, Esakeves Hashem Tasa Beinu Arbayim. Then on Shabbos there's a Korban Musaf. On Shabbos there's a Korban Musaf. The Musaf of Shabbos, it's also a Korban Oila. It's all Oilas. But on Shabbos there's two more Kvasim, Lechem Mishnah, the Rishonim explained. On Shabbos is Lechem Mishnah. On the Yom Tovim already, Rish Chodesh and the Moyad, and then there's a whole Seder of Par, Shnepar, and Ayel, Shiva Kvasim, and a Soyer Lechatos. Starting from Rish Chodesh and Amos, and also by the Regalim, there was a Soyer Lechatos. That was also part of the Korban Musaf. Shabbos doesn't have a Korban Chatos. The Ramban explains. Shabbos is Me'al Chet. The Musaf of Shabbos doesn't have a Chatos. Avad Yom Tov could come out on Shabbos. And when Yom comes on a Shabbos, you bring all the Musaf, and you bring the two Kvasim of Shabbos, plus you bring Parim, Ayel, and Shiva Kvasim, and the Soyer Lechatos. Avad, you bring the Soyer Lechatos on Shabbos of Yom Tov, Shabbos of Shchodesh. However, you have to realize, you know, the Gemara says, Azog HaChidosh, the Gemara says in Tzvachim, the Gemara says, Lamashal, if you bring a, the Karbonis of Yom Tov are also Shabbos. The Karbonis of Shabbos, the Todir Mekudosh, the Tamidim of Shabbos are also Shabbos. Right? You're not going to say that if you have a Shabbat Tadur Makudish, that the Musaf is more Makudish than the Tomid. The Tomid is like a Shabbos stick. And if it's Shabbos and Yontif, the Purim, the Elam are also Shabbos stick. Over the Soyer, Vilazog and the Soyer not. Shabbos doesn't have Chet. Even if on Shabbos Shechal Beregel, Shabbos Shechal Bereshchoid is the Seer. The Soyer is Liyontif Ahani, with Shabbos Loyahani. It's not Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't have. Now, in the Etzim basic though, it's a Kebis Echot Hasab Aboiker. It's a Kevus Hashem Yitasa Beinu Arbayin. There's a Medrash Kliya, the Paradis Yosef brings interesting Medrash. The Medrash says that there was three Tanoim, they were arguing what's the Iker if one Pasuk could Fartaych Shkola Terakula Al Regalach Hasava that encompasses everything, which Pasuk would you say? And there was three Shitas. Ben Zoyma says Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Achot. That Pasuk says it all. Ben Nanos Oimer V'ahachtol l'reyach ha'kamoich. That's the pasuk that says it all. The pasuk Shema Yisrael is emuna benadam l'mokay. V'ahachtol l'reyach ha'kamoich. Well, Rashi in Shabbos says reyach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but pasuk v'ahachtol l'reyach ha'kamoich. Benadam l'chaver. And then Shimon ben Pazi and the Medrash Pirus, he was the one that they were machriya like. His pasuk is Esakeves echa tase b'boiker, Esakeves Hashem yitase bein arba. That's his pasuk. What was their pasuk? So I saw on the pshat, as the kevus echa tasa b'boiker, such as fundamental nakuda, consistency. Where I would say a different shirat, if Shema Yisrael is ben adam le mokay, and v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, is ben adam le chaveroi, as the kevus echa tasa b'boiker, as the kevus Hashem tasa ben arbayim, is ben adam le atzmoi. Consistency is tog tegelach, boiker, erev, every day, Shabbos, weekday, morning, night. And it's not just hasmod of lumen atayru. In bechlal, a person's whole halach yeglach, to be consistent. Right? The famous Beis Halevi, that oilad im yoyim ad-din, oilad im yoyim ad-techecha, you proved yourself, I didn't have enough money, but for that you did. I didn't have enough koyach, for that I did. I didn't have enough moyach, for that I did. Mineu bet, consistency. Tog tegelach, to shtim with yourself, mineu bet, that's the most important. That's a sakevus echa. That was his touch. Me'idach gisa, I heard once in a different shot, interesting, the Bederach Drash, but it's brought down, it's sakevus echad, echad min derbon shlam. Echad derbon shlam. And sheni, sakevus hasheni, sheni is the tzvei dimension, to see another person. It's so important. And to touch up, Shema Yisrael, we said, is ben odom lamokim. Bahapt is ben odom lachavim. It's sakevus echad, it's sakevus hasheni, for touch is the correct mix of both. A person can't only be trachvig in a bunch of them and doesn't see another person. And a person can't be only top tegelach with mention and not trachvig in a bunch of them. It's the arbit of mixing both together in the right measurement. That's what the pasuk. That's what Rav Shimon ben Pazi was saying. And I saw Rav Volba writes, Mori de Gizach, he writes, he brings the pasuk, the chesed Hashem al yireyav, the chesed Hashem me'olam adayom al yireyav. He says, chesed, and Yireyav. Chesed is Ben Adam L'Chaveri. Yireyav is Ben Adam L'Mokam. What's the Nakuda of both of them? He says, when a person is totally into himself only, he doesn't see another person, and he doesn't see the Rebbeinu Shalom. It goes together. if you break out of the bounds of being kokulei shakua in yourself, memela can send an under mention, memela can send the Rabbi Mishlam. Calls an under not, that's the garnish. Nish an under mention, nish the Rabbi Mishlam. Or say it's a ba'amtis, because the other person is the chilek alakami mal, is the Rabbi Mishlam. Oh, but that's nochatron. I heard what's a pshat. Sushnel, and Shasanta Mai says, Zenus Gemara, everyone knows, and Gemara Mishochim. Yilav ha yoima, kami yoisi yikavishu. Famous Gemara, everyone says it before Shavuot. Oh, but can tell him with a twist. Where is the Gazan? You have a guy, let's say his name is Yosef, Joe. So he was only involved in himself. He walks in the street. He interacts with other people. He interacts with Shimon. And the MS, what's in it for Joe? And then he sees Lady. What's he thinking? What's in it for Yossi? What's in it for Yossi? Kama Yossi, give a shukur. Vuat reik the shuk. Alazen and Yossi. What is that? He sees a mirror of himself. He doesn't see the other person. Kama Yossi, everyone's Yossi. No. The arbit is then to see beyond that. That's Tomit. One of the five things that were the Gzeris, one of the Gzeris of Shivasa Vatamas was Taka, Batala Tomit. So we said two deheres in Tomit, either the Tmidim Kisidron, consistency, or this Nakuda of Ben Adam Machaber, Ben Adam Mumam. Now it says by the Tomit, it says Tishmaru, Tishmaru Lahakrav Li B'moyadoi. Tishmaru is a Lashon of Shmira, Rashi says Shmira, for Oviv Shomares Adovar. Hoye Yoyshe Umitzape Umamtin Mosai Yiskayim. Shmirat Shabbos, we once said, means the Rechaim HaKadosh says, Mishomru B'nei Yisrael to Shabbos, means to be Mitzape, Mamtin to Shabbos. Here also by the Korban Tomit, Tishmeru L'Hakrav Li B'Moyadoi, when we lay in on Parshas Pinchas, the Inyanam of the Korban Tomit, and B'Chalal the Korbanos, it's to be Ma'orer that we're missing out on the Korbanos. You know, we say in the davening, in Shabbos by Musaf, the es musaf yoyim haShabbos hazeh, not the benakel of benecha, the bnei yisosla brings the moirud kechidish from the Ramani Panu. He says laosid lavoi, we're going to be mashlem all the karbonis, because what in davening you say es musaf yoyim haShabbos hazeh, Mashiach didn't come, it's Shabbos, the carbon musaf of Shabbos, parshas Pinchas tav shenayin hey, avad eved yekum, it's Thursday still, but then it's v'zayin Shabbos, no more than less of a last week Shabbos parshas. Volok. He said, "As Musaf Yoyim, Shabbos hazeh." It was Shabbos already. Mashiach didn't come. Yeah, but Osid Lavi, we're going to be Hashlomo. We're going to bring all the karbonis. All the karbonis makes cheshbonis of how many karbonis there are. This. All those karbonis will be mukriv, a Hashlomo of all those karbonis. It says the Balaturim already says that Tmimim Shnayim LaYoyim is Rosh Hatevis Tovshin Lamid. He makes a cheshbon. There are 730. Korban Tomit in the year, two Tmidim, in Shnois Tachama, and then you make the Cheshbon and say how many Korban Musaf there are. That's what the Tois and Karbonis is Musaf Yehim HaShabbos Hazeh Nasef and Akav Betzayin HaShlom for all the Karbonis. Now, there's a Gemara in Chulim Nafsamach about the Soyer Izim L'Chattis. We bring the Soyer L'Chattis on Rosh Chodesh. We said on Shabbos you don't bring the Soyer, but on Rosh Chodesh we bring a Soyer. The Gemara says that the Maaseh was like this. The Yoreach came to the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Yoreach said, "E efshel the shnei malachim sheyishtamshu bekeser echad." So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "So be mamayit yourself." You have to understand, I'm pretty sure we mentioned it before by Yeshua, "Pnei Moshe kepnei Achamo," and "Pnei Yeshua kepnei Yoreach." Yeshua is the Talmid. Yeshua is the Makabel. Even in the beginning, when there was shnei ma'oris gedolim, l'chayra, the tsuras advarim was that the shemesh was the one that was meshamesh and it's giving over the or, and the yoreach is mekabel. The tsura of the kabbalah was that the talmud is given grois be the rebbe, and that's the sugi over here with the yeshemesh and the yoreach. Not that it was the emes shnayim shavos. There was the noisin and the mekabel, but the mekabel was grois be the noisin. And then he comes to complain the efsha. So the rabbi shalom lechma ayatet atmacha. That the Kabbalah should be in a smaller tzura. So then he was nitgam, so he said, maybe you'll be the mishtamish balaylo, I'll give you kechavin, you'll be in charge of the seder of the zmanim of chodshei hashana. And finally, he wasn't as fayez. The Rabbi Shlom says, okay, haviyu kapara alai, shemi ati yasei reich. So we should bring a korban, it's a soid niskav that Achronim say, already on the side of the Gemara, in the Agoyis from Bishai Piki, right? This is soy, we soy this a Kabbalah. We don't understand. that we're makir a carbon to be mechaper for this that's revolt, and we told the Yireach to be mamayin himself. Then it says, I saw the Maratzchias brings in Shavuos, you have a similar Gemara there, that the Rambam in Maror Nevuchim says the reason we bring a soil lechatz on Rosh Chodesh is because they were oivdei avodah zarah, that were meshtachaveh to the Yireach, and we want to become mafkiah from that. So he says it all goes together, because if there would be shneim shabbos, there wouldn't be a havin to think that it's an egin azach. The fact that it's different, that's what's ma'ira that havami. Oh, but the emes is, it could be, again, the shemesh is the noisin and the yirech was the makabo. But we know that l'osu lavoi, the Gemara says in Pesachim, that the ora levona is going to be ka'orachama. It says the orachama is seven times more, and the ora levona could be ka'orachama, and the orachama is going to be even seven times more than that, like the ora, the original of Shesh Yimei Bereishis. The emes is, we're bringing a korban chatos because we're still in goats. We're waiting. Tishmur l'hakrav, we're waiting. Yoishiv ha-metzapim. Oh, but since it's supposed to be, the Yireach is seven times less, but the Yireach now is seven times less than the Shemesh, and l'asad lovoi, everything's going to get upgraded. The Yireach is going to be like the Shemesh, and about the Shemesh is seven times more. Oh, but l'maita, this that the Yireach is not like the Heintike Shemesh, is our chet. La'asad lovoi, that's what's going to happen. So that's the kapara. That's what we're zuching a kapara. The soya lechatis is af this that was still in Golis, that we should be zoicha that the ora yelavonak should be a kamar achama, and the ora achama should be kamar shehoisa koydem by sheisim ebereshim. I'm zoicha by